Welcome to Reflecting God. I have some good news and I have some bad news. Have you ever heard a conversation start that way? It can be a little unnerving. We often use this approach to soften the impact of the bad news so it doesn't feel quite as bad. We frequently try to balance the sway of positive and negative messages in our lives. Even our faith can feel like a tug of war between positive declarations and negative admonitions. Opposing forces and competing philosophies heighten this tightrope walk of faith. When some make declarations contrary to the very good news they claim, we're embarrassed, mad, or even tempted to disengage from the gospel itself. Paul knew this tension, but his faith and message were not deterred or diminished. The gospel he declared wasn't just a silver lining to some otherwise gloomy forecast. It was far superior to any confrontation or even misinterpretation he faced. It was the very power of God for salvation. He wasn't ashamed of it. Will you allow God to build your confidence in the gospel this week? Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.